There will be no change to that. The new constitution provides for freedom of expression in the same way as the old constitution provided for it. So there's basically nothing very new to that. When we say a new constitution changes things, that would happen in two ways. One way is where the new constitution itself specifically says this and that shall no longer be the case, which is not the case. This new constitution doesn't say that. The second way in which a new constitution changes it is where it provides for a broader scope for the freedom of expression. The new constitution does provide freedom of expression, and then it broadens the scope in a way. You cannot just limit freedom of expression easily, but it still allows the limitation to freedom of expression. So the only way we will know what would happen is if someone challenges the insult laws in this new constitutional court and then argues that this is contrary to freedom of expression. It will be up to the Constitutional Court to tell us whether, in fact, these insult laws are still consistent with the Constitution.
But will it be easy to declare this Mugabe insult law unconstitutional?
My guess is that they will still say that it is consistent with the Constitution for a number of reasons. In most democracies, you would still want to preserve the dignity of the office of the president. But different countries have different ways of preserving the dignity of the office of the president. In most of our societies, where you feel that the public, without the criminal sanctions, may always go out of their way to ridicule the president, the law might still maintain that. Just to deal with those that may be out of line. Currently, most of the comments made about the president, some of them are not necessary. For example, describing the president as a limping donkey, for example, even without Mugabe being president, it's not necessary to just go around insulting the president in some cases.